It's Greek Music Express. Ακούτε το Greek Music Express. Με τον Ηρακλή Οικονόμου.
Hello and good evening. This is Greek Music Express, brought to you by the Voice of Greece. Our imaginary train is driven by our sound engineer, Stefania Tsakiri, and by myself, Heklis Kanamou. The week that ends today was dedicated to five key episodes of Greek traditional music, and today we'll be getting to know the work of a very popular band that merges the Epirus tradition with modern heavy rock. Welcome aboard Greek Music Express, our destination, Villagers of Ioannina City.
We'll be right back.
Villagers of Ioannina City, one of the leading Greek heavy rock bands, comes from the mountains of Epirus. They're deeply influenced by Greek nature and cosmic phenomena and infuse their unique brand of psychedelic rock with folk instruments such as bagpipes and flutes. The band comprises Alex Karametis, guitar and voice, Akis Zois, bass, Aris Yiannopoulos, drums, Konstantis Pistiolis, Greek clarino vocals, and Achilleas Radis, keyboards. Today, we shall be listening to parts from their debut album, Riza, or Root, which was released in 2014 and is regarded as the most representative of the band in terms of sound and style.
Thank you.
Reviewer Manus G writes the following on website sputnikmusic.com. Blending different genres can be an intriguing but also a tricky business. There's a reason that specific instruments work better within the context of a particular genre, but the challenge of incorporating unfamiliar melodies to a band's sound can be very rewarding, provided that it sounds unforced. Villages of Ioannina City are a product of the booming Greek stoner scene, and their debut, Riza, is one of the most interesting albums that have come out from the said scene in recent years. The band was formed in 2007, and in the beginning they were just another stoner psychedelic band with influences from legends such as Pink Floyd. However, as one will easily notice, Riza is dominated by the sounds of the clarinet, or clarino as it's better known in Greece. Clarino is a vital component of Greece's traditional folk music, and it's heavily used in occasions such as weddings and celebrations. As one can easily understand, Riza is a highly experimental album. There are moments where the listener can feel the influences from Kiss and Monster Magnet, but at the same time, the band utilizes rhythms and time signatures hailing from Greek tradition. Therefore, you should expect slow rhythms and at the same time heavy use of the clarino. Of course, the music is guitar-driven, as on most stoner albums, but you won't find many guitar solos. The instrument that is used for soloing on Riza is the clarino, as it's used in Greek traditional music. Its purpose is to create a feeling of freedom and pride to the listener. In addition, the drums, even though pretty basic, are also in the forefront as they determine the rhythm along with the guitar.
Hey, go!
Manus G concludes. The majority of lyrics is in Greek Northern dialect and derives from traditional song from Epirus. Riza, meaning root in Greek, is so rooted in Greek tradition that it even includes a track that is, in a nutshell, the history of Ioannina, the band's birthplace. As a result of all the above, Riza is an album that needs repeated listens and effort in order to be digested. The heavy use of clarino and the Greek lyrics might sound odd to those who are unfamiliar with the said elements, and a few listeners will definitely find the rhythms foreign. However, Villagers of Ioannina City's debut is an album that is highly recommended to all fans of stoner psychedelic rock. Riza is not an album of cover versions of traditional Greek songs, but a modern stoner adaptation of Greek heritage done the proper way. Granted, it might alienate some, but the benefits for the listener, if this album clicks for him or her, are too many to ignore. Iordanis Kyrtsidis writes the following on rockway.gr. Experimentation as a concept is in general a double-edged sword when we refer to music, and even more so when we refer to heavy metal music. On the one hand, you've got the fear of the artists not to lose a segment of the followers of the style that established them in the first place. On the other hand, there are many shaky examples of uninspiring, beautified music, plus the clearly conservative tendencies nurtured over time by heavy metal lifestylers, at least in our country. So, the decision of a band to dare completely fresh ventures might be met with reservations. The Villagers of Ioannina City is a very typical case of such a band, with their debut promo EP, of which four songs are also on Riza. It is true that the music artists from Ioannina were mentioned in various discussions, and rightfully so, I'd say, because, damn, this crossover they attempted, grafting their Sabbath stoner heavy metal with our country's folk music tradition, had very little precedent. Except perhaps for Socrates and the avant-garde tendencies of Rotting Christ in their last works. But even those traditional-style riffs were included for the sake of enrichment, without ever altering their pure metal character.
Στο λίγο
Risa, the two tendencies are perfectly balanced, resulting in a very good record of original music, to the point that many times I wondered whether I was listening to a heavy stoner metal record influenced by ancestral sounds, or to a bunch of burned shepherds who decided to abandon the pipe and catch the six-string guitar. Like villagers of Ioannina City, they're fresh, completely serious about the subject they're dealing with, regardless of the contrast between the natural instruments of rock and Greek traditional music. Their music is interesting, their playing is simple and clear, and their vocal performance is flawless. Overall, they sound dynamic and passionate. Risa is another little gem, which I suspect will shine even brighter as time goes on. It's not a matter of excitement or beautification. This album doesn't need it. Risa is a soundtrack for Panigiria, village festivities. Highly recommended.
Μιλώ να μην πας, χάλασσα μου, στο μιλώ να μην πας. Μη σε πατήσει ρόδα και γίνω εγώ φωνιάς, χάλασσα μου. Γίνω εγώ φωνιά. Δες στο παχάλασσιά μου, στα ξένα να μην πας, χαλάσσιά μου. Τα ξένα να μην πας. Φοβάμαι μη σε χάσω. Στα ξένα εκεί που πας, χαλάσσια μου. Στα ξένα εκεί που πας, χαλάσσια μου. Oh,
let's turn to music analyst Vangelis Poulios and his review on Avopolis.gr. The villagers invade Ioannina. The bucolic tradition invades the urban network. The clarinet invades grunge and stoner. Speaking of which, of course, the concept of invasion might be a bit of an exaggeration because it presupposes a kind of violence. It points to a connection that is made under pressure, forcefully. Risa's main success is precisely that it manages to present that connection as natural and unmediated, as if the two music styles really find a common root or are the pillars of the same edifice. And the villagers should be credited with this naturalness of the admixture, regardless of what anyone's final judgment may be, because not everything is rosy along the way, or at least not everything deserves similar praise. One could call them out for using the two main musical sources in a relatively stereotypical version. That is to say, that there is no terrible intersection in the specific rock field in which they operate, nor any shocking surprise in the use of traditional methods. Even in how the two legacies are contrasted, certain mannerisms emerge as Risa's minutes roll by, a very specific logic about things. However, these elements do not necessarily work negatively.
Thank you.
So, the path of the villagers of Ioannina City towards the masterpiece might be interrupted, but there is a lot that has been accomplished. Regardless of the hows and whys, Riza finds a remarkable balance to lean on and build its own constitution, but also an essential tension to prove the approach successful. There are many instances where the pouring out of rock modes and the exuberance of traditional ones are experienced simultaneously and in complete harmony. On the contrary, there is not a single instance where their juxtaposition ends in cacophony. So, there is rightly a buzz surrounding the villages of Ioannina City, although perhaps not always for the right reasons. Listening to Riza, it becomes obvious that it hides a lot of inspiration, but also presupposes a lot of work for this inspiration to have been brought to a result that is substantial and not only functional. It also appears to be an honest and sincere piece of work made by people who, I guess, grew up listening to Alice in Chains or Tool. Evidently, the Epirus clarinet or polyphonic singing was always ringing in their ears, until they decided to give due importance. Riza is exactly the continuation of such a decision.
Απλή άνθρωποι, λίγα πράγματα, δυο τσίπουρα και ένα πιατάκι φαΐ, τίποτα. Στο τρίτο ποτήρι ήταν κεφάλι με κεφάλι τραγουδάγανε και δεν σταματάγανε μέχρι την άλλη μέρα.
Well, with this fascinating rock demotic tune, I'm afraid that today's tribute to Villagers of Ioannina City, or VIC, has come to an end. We'll listen to tracks from Riza, Roots, their 2014 debut album that so magically combines the hard rock legacy with Greek music tradition from Epirus. In between, we read excerpts from three informed reviews of the album, authored by Manos G, Iordanis Kurtzidis and Vagelis Poulios, respectively. Now it is time to tell you goodbye with Sand Triad, from our sound engineer, Stefania Tsakiri, and from myself, Heklis Kanamu. Peace and love, and keep believing in the miracle of Greek music.